This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
My first question really is just what is the snow symposium like? Basically, what is it for people who want to know anything about it?
Sure. Basically, the snow symposium is kind of twofold. It's a learning event for many of our sister airports that have that require snow fighting and snow removal. We do teach courses here. The biggest draw is the Snow Academy, and that is taught by seasoned instructors from Pittsburgh, Denver, right here in our own backyard. And basically, what that does, the Snow Academy, it goes over the pertinent FAA advisory circulars for ground vehicle operations on airports, airport winter safety, airport snow and ice control equipment and programs, and FAA Part 139 certifications. And it also touches on airport snow and ice control plants. And so basically, that is the big draw. We do have vendors that come every year. And in particular this year, every third year, we have our equipment show, and vendors from across the country bring in their snow removal and snow fighting equipment for viewing by our participants. And so really, that is the highlight of the snow symposium. That's what it's for. And we culminate that, the snow symposium, with a driver rodeo, where operators have to operate a large snowplow, has a 22-foot blade on it, around an obstacle course, and they're judged on time and proficiency. So those are the two big events. And then, of course, we have other workshops that go on, the airport safety and operational specialist courses, advanced and beginning. So those are some of the highlights of what the Snow Symposium is. Basically, it just brings everybody together and we talk snow.
Right. I mean, snow is something that is definitely not new to Buffalonians, but why is it in Buffalo compared to maybe somewhere that is like a bigger market, maybe like New York or Chicago? Why choose Buffalo?
Well, I think it's because of our central location and our history. With the event being here, this event has been here since 1983. We would love to keep it here in Buffalo because it is a great a draw, brings people to Western New York and in our region from all over the country. And I think we have the best venue downtown in the Buffalo Convention Center. And then the rodeo is held here at the airport.
Now, I was hearing a little bit about the rodeo earlier from Kelly Khatib. Just how competitive do those things get? Do they get like really competitive, how well does the people in Buffalo do?
We have won it the last couple of years. We have one particular driver that's won it the last, I think, 2 or 3 years. But I don't think he's going to participate this year because he wants to give other people a chance. And it is extremely competitive. But they don't go, it's not like soccer where they go fisticuffs in the stands. It's good-natured competition, and it's a good learning event for those snowplow operators.
Now, one of the questions I had was, what's the newest tech that's going to be shown out at this convention with what's going on here? Is there anything new that's going to be exciting that people are going to want to learn how to use for their airports and their cities?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have a list of all the vendors. We have over 50 vendors coming this year. You know, of course, you're going to have the snow equipment, Oshkosh, and I don't know if the snow melter company is going to be here or not, but I can probably guess that there's going to be some vendors here that have the ADS-B for situational awareness for operators on the airport. So that's some of the new technology that's coming for safety on the airports. So I'm assuming that that's going to be a large part of the offerings down at the convention center. So I do apologize that I don't have a list of vendors and what they're offering, but there is going to be tech offerings at the convention center.
No worries. No need to apologize. Before I let you go, is there anything else you want to mention about the Snow Symposium for anybody who is listening to this interview and wants to know more about it?
Well, this is an extremely exciting event for us here in Buffalo and in particularly the airport. This is a Northeast chapter of the American Association of Airport Executives event that's hosted here in Buffalo. We love it here in Buffalo. We think we have the best venue. Come on out if you want to see what snow fighting is all about. Come on out and take a look at the equipment at the convention center. And this year, we do have over 1,000 attendees that are registered right now. That's as of today. I think it's 1,074 or something like that, that are registered as of today. And registration is still open. So if you want to attend just a couple events, you can get a day pass or whatever. Come on out. We really like to have you. And we really enjoy this event here. Jim Moorhead from Pittsburgh did a fantastic job as the committee chair and putting this whole event together. And we love it here in Buffalo because we have, I think, the best venue for this particular event.